Hello, everyone, and welcome to Generation Rent's podcast. We've got a really special episode for you today because we're talking about care experience, young people, and housing. It's a really important issue for me. It's very close to my heart because I am Ben Zumi. I'm the Chief Executive of Generation Rents, and I joined the organisation in the summer, and we've been campaigning hard for renters' rights since I joined, and since well before then, in fact, the 10 years that we've existed. But before that, I came from the National Youth Advocacy Service, where I was Director of Policy and Communications. The last 4.5 years, we were campaigning for care experience young people to make sure they're listened to and taken seriously in all decisions that shape their lives. And so I'm delighted that in this podcast, we are marrying two of my passions. It's the National Youth Advocacy Service working with Generation Rent on a very special piece of research that we've done to produce a report looking into some of the differences across England and Wales affecting care experience young people. So I'm just going to introduce my fantastic guests. I'll start with Phoebe White from the National Youth Advocacy Service. Phoebe, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. It's great to be on the podcast today with Generation Rent. I'm Phoebe. I'm the Research and Policy Assistant at NYAS, the National Youth Advocacy Service. We are a children's rights charity offering advocacy and legal representation to care experienced children and young people in England and Wales. So part of my role as research and policy assistant is that I run a research series called Across the Border. And that series is looking at key issues that impact care experienced children, young people and care leavers in England and Wales. And it compares how the UK and Welsh government are responding to these issues through policy and legislation. And the aim of the series really is to just encourage collaboration and learning between these two countries and create better outcomes for care experienced children, young people and care leavers. Some of our previous reports have focused on issues such as mental health, advocacy services and independent visitors. And our newest report is focusing on rental and housing rights for care leavers. And obviously, this is a really exciting report as it is in collaboration with Generation Rent. And it's actually our first collaboration of the series. So we are really looking forward to it.
Thanks so much, Phoebe, and welcome to the podcast. So to go to one of my newer colleagues now in the Generation Rent team, Tilly Smith is with us.
Hello, my name is Tilly Smith, as Ben just said. I am the Campaigns and Partnerships Officer at Generation Rent. I've been working alongside Phoebe on this report, and it's just been a really sort of interesting and enlightening experience to sort of really dig into the details on this. My role within the organisation is to engage and include and make sure that all our workers, including marginalised private renters, and really reaching through to every single renter in the country, and hence why we've been conducting this work with care experienced young people.
Thank you, Tilly. It's really great to have you with us as well. This is really the dream team from my point of view to discuss these issues for change. Let's focus now on the new report that's come out from NYAS and from Generation Rent, looking at Across the Border, some of the differences between England and Wales. I'm going to turn to Phoebe now from NYAS. And Phoebe, could you just give our listeners an idea of what the report is telling us, what it shows in terms of the support for care leavers?
Yeah, so generally, we've found that first off, so care leavers in both England and Wales, obviously, they're much more likely to face challenges around housing and renting and are at much higher risk of homelessness than their peers. And there was some data released earlier on this year from the UK government that was showing the number of care leavers that have been assessed or threatened with homelessness in England has increased by 33% since 2018. This data, what I think is really important to highlight here, is that it does not actually reflect the number of care leavers who, say, are sofa surfing or are rough sleeping. So really, in all likelihood, these reported figures are kind of almost the tip of the iceberg with that. So in terms of our report and what we found with support, we found that really, in terms of it, UK and Welsh government have quite similar offers around housing and renting. So care leavers in both countries are provided with a pathway plan once they leave care. This essentially sets out a plan for them with support, and in that it will cover housing and living arrangement support. Both countries also have schemes in place for children that are living in foster care to remain living with their foster parents after 18 years old. So in England, this is called the Staying Put scheme, and in Wales, this is called the When I'm Ready scheme. Care leavers in both countries as well can access Stephen Care grants, and Wales is currently piloting a basic income pilot scheme. And this is essentially providing a group of care leavers in Wales with a grant of up to £1,600 each month to support them with the cost of living crisis. What we did find, though, is that generally there's just not enough housing specific support for care leavers, which is a real issue. We found that with this as well, like Callum was just saying, care leavers generally are really unaware of what their housing, rental and financial rights are when they leave care. And this is because they're just not being told what their rights are. They're not being explained, and they're not being signposted to the right services. This leads to so many challenges for care leavers, particularly with housing and rental arrear problems. And this just kind of has a knock-on effect to so many other things for care leavers.
That's such a vital point to finish on there, Phoebe, talking about how MIAS as a children's rights organisation and Generation Rent as a renters' rights organisation have combined to make this fundamental issue have a spotlight on it, where the rights that we all have are pretty much useless to us if we don't know that we're able to enforce them. So that's really well put. Thank you. I'll just turn to Tilly to add anything about the report that we've produced and what it says specifically about housing issues.
Sure. So in terms of, as Gibby said, in terms of support available, it's relatively similar across England and Wales. They in England and Wales, for care leavers, people who have experienced care, who have chosen not to live in care between the ages of 16 and 17 and onwards, they are entitled to housing and money in order to cover living expenses. As well as this, for people who have experienced care who are recipients of benefits and who claim benefits until the age of 25 in both England and Wales, they are entitled to the one-bed local housing allowance rate. And the local housing allowance rate is the part of the universal credit that goes towards your rent. These individuals are entitled to the one-bedroom rate as opposed to the shared housing rate. So you do get a bit more out of your benefits to go towards the rent until the age of 25. One of the sort of the big differences between England and Wales was that in Wales, in every single council and part of Wales, you are entitled until the age of 25 to be exempt from paying council tax. In England, there is no sort of assumed exemption from this, although most councils do run optional schemes where they do exempt people who have experienced care until the age of 25. So if you are a care leaver, then I would thoroughly recommend looking into that if you're not aware of that and seeing if your council offers that. But that was sort of the main difference, really, that it's not a given in England whilst it is in Wales.
Thank you, Tilly. A really good summary of some of the differences that basically mean a postcode lottery for care leavers, depending on if you live in England and Wales, but even more than that, depending from council to council in some cases, in which area you're in. That's really useful to know. Just thinking about some of the solutions then, so the answers to this, answers on a postcard, I suppose, we're trying to get this into the time to the podcast for listeners. So Phoebe, do you want to tell us some of the specific things that you think need to change based on this report?
Yeah, so when we spoke to our care leavers with NIAS, we found that a major issue sits around guarantor schemes. So most of the care leavers we spoke to told us that when they were trying to access private rented property, they did not have someone they could use as a guarantor. And often local authorities wouldn't always act as a guarantor for them. Data that had been collected and is available on the Care Leaver Local Offer website has shown that, for example, in England, out of the 151 upper tier local authorities that have a children's social care department, only 38% of them in principle will act as a guarantor for care leavers wishing to access private rented property, and 60% won't. When it says in principle, this means that really, as Tilly just said, there's no assumed offer in place for this. So the data that's been collected has shown that whether a local authority will act as a guarantor or not is often decided upon a case-by-case basis. And it can sometimes also be down to the senior management discretions and if housing is agreed in a pathway plan. So again, it's not accessible for all care leavers, and it's just another example of a postcode lottery. So care leavers are then left in this position that at 18 years old, they're told they've got to move out of care regardless of whether they feel ready to or not. And then they might not have someone that they can go and live with. They might not be given priority to access social housing. And then they're blocked from accessing private rented property because of the issues around guarantors. Local authorities in England and Wales do have a corporate parenting responsibility to care experienced children and young people. Corporate parenting is a collective responsibility to offer the best possible care, support and safeguarding to children who have currently or have previously lived under local authority care. Housing, because it falls under a local authority, housing authorities therefore do fall into this corporate parenting role. However, where the issues lies that corporate parents only have to have a due regard to their corporate parenting duties. And what we want is that is for there to be a statutory duty placed on housing authorities in England and Wales to fulfil their duties as corporate parents to care leavers by offering more support to them for housing once they leave care. And this is should also include acting as a guarantor for them when they're trying to access private rented properties.
Thanks, Phoebe. Really well put. I think the combination of having a children's services department and a housing authority within the same council, when we know that they sometimes don't speak to each other as much as they could, they certainly don't seem to wrap around their support to care leavers. Otherwise, Callum wouldn't have experienced the things that he did. I think that's really an important point. And I was really pleased as well to be able to be working with politicians around this point of guarantors for care leavers. And I gave evidence recently to the Renters Reform Bill Committee in Parliament, where we were able to raise this point. So we're hoping that there may be some change on the horizon for care leavers to make sure that local authorities have to act as guarantors, at least in England, while this bill is in the pipeline at the moment. Tilly, do you have anything to add in terms of this, the changes that you would like to see from Generation Rent's point of view?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the major issues is, and you know, obviously listeners, I'm sure will be sure of this, but we are in the midst of a housing crisis and we need more housing. And you know, if there isn't housing available for renters generally, it is going to make it exponentially harder for care experienced young people who you know, struggle with their own sort of obstacles and difficulties in accessing safe housing anyway at the best of times. So we need more housing, we need more affordable housing, and we need more council housing in order to enable every single private renter in the country to be able to access safe and secure homes.
Thank you, Tilly. Bills. I like their sentiment. So thank you so much to Phoebe and Tilly for taking the time to speak to us today. Thank you to our listeners for following along. If you are a care experienced person and would like to share your story with us about difficulties you've had with housing, or indeed you're a renter who has experienced other problems of your own, you can do so by heading to www.generationrents.org/share-your-story. And we'd love to hear from you. We always use these stories, these experiences, to strengthen our campaigning to make sure that we can change things for you. If you want to keep up to date with anything Generation Rent is doing, you can follow us on Twitter at GenRent UK, or on Facebook, search for Generation Rent. And on Instagram, we could be found at Generation Rent. Same goes for NIAS. There's the National Youth Advocacy Service on Facebook. And Instagram, there is at NIAS Services on Twitter too. So do keep up with the conversation. There's lots of very exciting things that are hopefully going to follow from this research in terms of our collaboration together. So thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen to the next one.